All the world's a stage, but all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts.
Tom Hanks, performing one of William Shakespeare's most famous lines from As You Like It. Mr. Hanks is one of several Hollywood actors enlisted by the National Endowment for the Arts to help promote its Shakespeare in American communities. Now, this initiative is billed as the largest American tour of Shakespeare ever, bringing live professional theater to more than 100 cities and towns across the country. But not everyone is pleased with the federal agency's ambitious program, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Shakespeare's Richard III is a despicable character. He lies, he conspires, he's bitter about his physical deformities, he's a murderer. And yet, he seduces the audience.
Therefore, since I cannot prove a lover to entertain these fair, well-spoken days, I am determined to prove a villain and hate the idle pleasures of these days.
Shakespeare's complicated villains, like Richard or Iago and Othello, have a lot to teach us, says Dana Gioia, head of the NEA.
The two most arresting figures, you know, King Richard III and Iago, are both very charming, very funny villains who are only doing evil things. And the audience starts to laugh at their jokes and enjoy their plans, and then has to sort of draw back and realizes that evil can be charming, and we can't make moral decisions on terms of surface appeal.
So far, the NEA has given money to companies already well-established at doing Shakespeare in large cities. The Acting Company, the Guthrie, the Chicago Shakespeare Company among them.
I think that the Shakespeare program has come to symbolize the new National Endowment for the Arts, which is one that's really dedicated to reaching people.
But some theater companies have taken issue with Dana Gioia's approach. Lon Winston, artistic director of Thunder River Theater Company in Carbondale, Colorado, posted an open letter to Gioia on dramaturgy.net, questioning whether the NEA should be spending $6.4 million, roughly a third of its theater budget, on a national Shakespeare tour at a time when state arts budgets are being cut so drastically. And he disagrees with Gioia's insistence that, for the first time, Americans in small towns would get to see excellent Shakespeare. Small companies in small towns, Winston wrote, also do remarkable work.
Give me Philip, Phil, and Jack. Could
Phil
you come
and
up
Jack?
Here?
About a dozen young actors and stagehands in Louisville, Kentucky, gather to rehearse Othello, the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival's choice for this summer's annual Shakespeare in the Park.
Is he not honest?
Honest, my lord.
Honest, aye, honest.
My lord, for aught I know.
What dost thou think?
Think, my lord.
Think, my lord? By heaven, he echoes me as if there was some monster in his thought, too hideous to be shown.
The Kentucky Shakespeare Festival has been around for more than 50 years. It tours schools throughout the state and runs an innovative, privately funded program called Shakespeare Behind Bars that uses the plays to help inmates better understand their actions. Like lots of other local companies around the country, the Kentucky Group is not receiving any money from the NEA's Shakespeare Initiative.
Those of us that do this grassroots work, we do it because we're driven to it, whether or not we have the funding.
Kurt Tofteland is director of the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival. He believes that funders like the NEA should seek out arts groups that are rooted in the community. He says they often have the most lasting impact, even though they're less visible.
It is the relationship between an audience and the work that creates change, that just going and viewing a production doesn't turn light bulbs on in the same way as going and developing a relationship and getting them up on their feet to do the work. That's very intense. It's long term. It doesn't have a lot of frills to it. It's just basic, good, straightforward stuff that is easy to miss.
Others feel William Shakespeare hardly needs a career boost from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Arthur Miller, why aren't we touring his works? Why aren't we touring August Wilson's work? Why turn to Shakespeare?
Norma Munn heads the New York City Arts Coalition, an organization made up of some 200 arts groups in New York that works to protect city, state, and federal funding for the arts.
If you are a National Endowment of the Arts for the United States of America, why did we not choose, if we're going to do this at all, to tour current living playwrights whose works speak to the issues that we are all living with now?
But living playwrights who speak to current issues can sometimes be controversial. For more than 10 years, the NEA has had to fight charges that taxpayer dollars were used to fund art that many found offensive. Even some who criticize the NEA's Shakespeare Initiative see it as an astute political move for a federally funded agency. Michael Phillips is theater critic for the Chicago Tribune.
The best thing Dana Joy has done for the NEA is get people thinking about it as something that shouldn't be questioned, that the existence of the NEA should not be questioned. It's something that was just kind of scraping along for several years there, every budget session, and now we're in a place, I think, where he's clearly speaking to both sides of the aisle about the value of the NEA, and he's slowly getting the budget back up to a respectable level.
Actually, the NEA's budget started to increase under Dana Joya's predecessor, Bill Ivey, in spite of lingering congressional opposition. And it continues to be a political football, with the White House proposing increases, which Congress says there's no money to fund. Still, Joya is trying to make the NEA relevant to more Americans, something that might make it more politically acceptable to Congress. He repeats often that touring live Shakespeare reinforces what kids are already being taught in schools.
It's kind of scary that perhaps the only play that a kid will ever get to read in high school is Shakespeare, and we're even perhaps in danger of losing Shakespeare. So I felt that if we wanted to help all theater, all drama, Shakespeare was the place to begin.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father, and refuse thy name. Or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Cassandra Bissell played Juliet in the Chicago Shakespeare Company's production of Romeo and Juliet. She thinks the play's messages reached audiences during the NEA tour in places like Waycross, Georgia, and South Bend, Indiana. The question that kept coming up in audience discussions was, what was this feud between the two families, the Montagues and the Capulets, originally about?
And the fact of the matter is, Shakespeare doesn't give us anything in the text that tells us. Nobody even remembers. You have two young, fabulous people who end up dead at the end of this play, and we don't even remember what the fight was to begin with. You know, this play is obviously on a smaller scale. It's about two families, but you could certainly make comparisons to what's going on in the larger world, you know, whether it be communication between countries or religions or et cetera, et cetera. So that is the brilliance that is Shakespeare, of course, is that you can expand and apply it to much larger areas.
The NEA's Shakespeare Initiative is expanding. This fall, an additional 22 theater companies will participate. This time around, it will focus more on local productions that connect with local audiences, addressing at least part of the criticism of the project. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.